Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Tuesday, January the 19th. And thank you all for joining us. Texting in, as usual, to check in on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. Joyce is checking in, so is Rick, Diane, and Sarah. Lance, Raul, Turtle, Boofle, Melissa, Francis, Scott J, Miss Kit Kat, Janet, Jim, Cujo is listening, so is Deborah, Nelsie, Joby, Kirkland, all checking in. And on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, you can follow us on Twitter and check in there. And it looks like Mike is checking in, so is Corey. It looks like Heather is listening, and Justine. So thank you guys for that. I dodged the biggest bullet this morning. The biggest bullet this morning.
Can I take a guess?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, no, sorry. Go ahead. What was it?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
Well, oh, man. Now I just...
No, you dodged. I heard something in the traffic. Was it the accident on the 215?
Oh, no. Was there a big... I missed that. What happened?
I just heard the traffic report. I didn't see it. And the traffic report said there was an accident on the 215 past Sahara or before or after Sahara.
So I thought maybe that. That was the opposite direction.
Okay. I thought maybe that was the bullet that you dodged. Because I didn't see it driving in this morning. I just heard in the traffic report 3 minutes ago. That's why it was top of mind.
Yeah, that was actually going in the opposite direction. And I couldn't see fully the accident. I saw a bunch of lights. But no, that was not the bullet I dodged. The bullet I dodged was yesterday, since it was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we had the day off. So on Sunday night, I turned my alarm off. And I never turned it back on. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So this morning, it was probably about, gosh, I think it was about 15 minutes after my alarm goes off. I just feel a nice gentle tap on my arm. My husband's tapping my arm. And I look and he goes, "Don't you have to get up?" And I look at the clock and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot to turn on my alarm." And so I was only 15 minutes behind, but I was in such a panic over that I got here earlier than I normally get, because I was just on fast forward mode. I was like, boom, 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 boom. And if it wasn't for him just waking up and noticing that I wasn't up at my usual time, I would have slept right through the show. There's no way I would have made it on time. I was in such a deep sleep. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. I go, "Thank you so much for waking me up." He's like, "No problem." I'm like, oh, what would I have done without you?
Isn't that so funny? I think we've all been in a situation where you oversleep or something a couple of minutes and you're able to make up time. I'm always fascinated by that. You were 15 minutes, you slept in an extra 15, 20 minutes or so, and you're able to make up the time. It makes you, at least for me, it makes me question my routine when I'm in that situation.
I definitely take too much time in the morning. And I know where I do it. My routine is when I go downstairs to prep for the show. And I do most of my prep at night, but then I start going down rabbit holes of trying to find things. And then the next thing I know, it's like, oh my gosh, I got to go get dressed. And that's where I lose it. So I obviously didn't do that today. I was like, what do I need? Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. And so I need to work on that. But oh my gosh, I was so grateful to him. I was like, thank you so much for waking me up. I totally forgot to reset my alarm.
Do you have a backup alarm that goes off besides your husband?
I have backup alarms on my phone to go off, but I turn them all off because I didn't need them and I just forgot. No, I don't have any backup alarms other than that. Do you?
I do, actually. An old school alarm clock, and it's not a clock radio. It's just a straight up alarm. It's the most annoying sound in the world, and it's set for 10 minutes after my regular alarm. Regular alarm, it goes off at 3 a.m. The extra alarm clock goes off at 3:10. And this was a couple weeks ago. My alarm went off on my phone, but I think the volume was so low, or I was just so sleepy, I just hit snooze immediately and kept sleep. I slept straight through it. And then that backup alarm went off 10 minutes later. And again, I was still on time. I wasn't rushed. But I started questioning, why do I need to have my backup alarm 10 minutes after the fact? My backup alarm should be 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute after the regular alarm.
Yeah, that's a long time to wait for that backup alarm.
I don't know why. I think my mindset is it gives me 10 minutes to remember to turn it off. So I'll get up, turn off my regular alarm, start getting about myself. And go, oh, yeah, turn off that backup alarm. It gives me enough time to remember to turn it off. I don't know. I could bounce it up to maybe a minute or 2 minutes after my regular alarm.
The mind games that we play with ourselves is just—they're just so ridiculous.
It really is.
It's crazy. So, how was your 3-day weekend?
It was awesome. I enjoyed that nice weather. I was outside a lot over the weekend, where there's just playing with the dogs out at the ranch with the horses, doing walks with my wife. Saturday, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go to the gym today. I want to do an outdoor workout. So I wanted to spend as much time as possible outside, and that's what I did. It was nice.
It was. There was a little bit of some wind, but to me, it wasn't that bad. Just nice breeze, and it was just beautiful this weekend. Hopefully, you guys had a great weekend, too. And we are excited to get things going this morning. It is time. Let's kick things off.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are trending this morning. So Justin confirmed to Ellen DeGeneres that he and Jessica quietly welcomed a second child in 2020. The couple, who already have a 5-year-old named Silas, had not revealed that they were expecting or that she had given birth, but we reported that to you.
That's right. We were on it.
Yes. This is what he had to say about his new son.
His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping. but we're thrilled, you know? Couldn't be happier, very grateful.
When Ellen asked how different it is to be parenting two kids instead of one, he said, "We don't see each other anymore. It's a lot of fun, but I guess the saying goes, you go from zone defense to a man-to-man really quickly."
And he said, too, outside of his immediate family, Ellen was the first person that he told. I didn't realize that they had that close of a relationship.
Yeah, I guess they are buddies. He said that when he revealed it to her, I guess he said, "Hey, I have a secret." And then Jessica walked into the frame, and then he rubbed her belly, and that's how they figured it out. So congratulations to them officially now. Also trending this morning is Dolly Parton. She is celebrating a milestone birthday today. The performer, humanitarian, fashion icon, and businesswoman turned 75 years old today. Now, no word on how she plans to celebrate, but she did mention possibly recreating her iconic 1978 Playboy cover. We also talked about that a few weeks ago. Dolly told 60 Minutes back in March that she'd like to grace the Playboy cover for her next birthday. The icon will share a video with fans today and is planning a Dolly Fest Stadium tour.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Dolly Parton, maybe Allegiant Stadium at some point in the future.
Cool stuff. She still has it. She's 75 years old, and she is just amazing. I love that woman.
The world is a better place with Dolly Parton.
It really is.
And if you argue that, you shouldn't be. Don't listen to us.
Her and Betty White, like the two of them together, it's no surprise that their birthdays are just a couple of days apart. Maybe there's just something amazing about people born in January. I have no idea. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Ben Affleck. So he and his girlfriend, Ana de Armas, have reportedly split. If you don't know who she is, you probably recognize her. She's an actress. She was the lead role in the movie Knives Out. The actors were first linked in early 2020 while filming the upcoming thriller Deep Water in New Orleans. People Magazine is reporting that she broke it off, with their sources saying that she didn't want to be in L.A. She didn't want to be L.A. based. And Ben obviously has to, since his kids live in L.A.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just sad that we missed out on the opportunity to use the celebrity couple name Ben-Nana before it ended. Why didn't we think of this?
We got to get on top of these names when couples start dating.
I miss really that trend. I really do. So that is trending. And then finally this morning, Chipotle and Shawn Mendes is trending this morning. The chain is teaming up with the singer for the release of the new celebrity-inspired Shawn Mendes bowl. No, you don't get Shawn Mendes in a bowl, but you get what he would eat in a bowl at Chipotle. It features a brand new cilantro lime cauliflower rice, black beans, chicken, roasted chili corn salsa, romaine lettuce, and lots of guac. It's available exclusively through the Chipotle app or at Chipotle.com. Now, as part of the collaboration through January 28th, they're going to donate $1 from each bowl to the Shawn Mendes Foundation to support youth-led sustainability initiatives. So that's very cool.
Asia Wilson should get her own bowl at Chipotle. She's a huge, that's like her favorite restaurant. She talks about it all the time. Didn't we give her like a year's worth of burritos or something?
We did. Well, she got her own statue yesterday at her alma mater, so I think she's good with not having her own bowl. Would you rather have your own bowl or your own statue?
Let me see. The bowl will probably go away. The Shawn Mendes bowl is not going to be available 5 years from now.
Statue's
the statue will still be there.
It's going to last for a long time, but I'm sure she wouldn't turn it down. That's what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1329.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, January 19th. Thank you for getting up early with us. Hopefully some of you had a nice three-day weekend, and we were able to get Martin Luther King Day Jr. off, which was really nice. Nice day of reflection, nice day of relaxation for a lot of people, and a lot of day of nice day of service for many also. So how are you doing this morning?
Good. Did you do anything fun over the weekend? How was your weekend?
It was good. It was very, like yours, it was very relaxing. I just kind of hung out. Caught up on some stuff I needed to get done around the house. We didn't really go anywhere. It was like you. We spent a lot of time outside. It was absolutely gorgeous. And just played like a lot of games. We got a couple of new... We play games like on the weekends at night because we have nothing to do. So we play like Uno. And I learned something fascinating about Uno a couple days ago, which just shocked me. I'll talk about that later. But we got this new game called Goat Taco... Wait, what's it called? Goat Taco Cheese Pizza? Have you heard of that?
I don't. No, it's...
Oh, man. I'm trying to find the actual...
Goat Taco Cheese Pizza.
No. Where? You should have been prepared. Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
All right.
It's called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. It's a card game. And nobody wanted to play it. And I was like, look... I ordered this. We're playing it. So we sit down, and the game is basically every card has either taco, cat, goat, cheese, or pizza on it. But there are three other like different cards that are thrown in there. And so everyone throws a card down. You deal out the whole deck. Everyone throws a card down. So you have to go around and you have to say in order, taco, cat, goat, cheese, pizza. Every person has to say that word. Well, if I throw down a taco card and my word is taco, you have to slap it. Now, the chances of that happening are not great. Usually you throw down a card and it's like goat and you say taco. But if it matches, you slap it. And if it's one of the three other cards like badger, gorilla or something like that and so one other one, you have to do like this hand motion. Bottom line is if you're the last one to slap, you got to take the whole pile of cards. So it was fun. But at one point, everyone was like so loud and banging on the table and screaming. I was like, this was a dumb idea to play Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
What if you had a couple glasses of wine, too, man? I'd be all I'm turning around just hearing it sober. Imagine a couple glasses of wine. This sounds like fun, actually.
It was actually, I enjoyed playing it. But then after a while, like, you have to bang your hands on the table. And my husband's like, my knuckles hurt. And so everyone was fighting at that point. It's just, all games end up in a fight in my house. It's inevitable. It always happens. So that's what we did this weekend.
That's fun. That sounds like a fun time. We tried not a new game. We tried a new restaurant over the weekend. Went to a place called X Pot. It's at the Venetian, and it's an Asian hot pot restaurant. And I've never been to a hot pot restaurant before in my life. And it's one of these restaurants where you cook the food yourself at the table. It was a really neat setup. So you order like the broth that you want. It's like a soup-based cooking style. So you order the broth that you want. They have chicken, lobster, everything. So you get the broth that you want, and they bring it. It's boiling, and they put it in this pot in front of you. And then you order the meats you want to go inside your soup. So I ordered, like, chicken, and it was very thinly sliced. So I would take my chicken, and I put it in the soup in the boiling broth for, like, 15 seconds, and then I knew my chicken was done. My buddy got beef, and my wife got veggies and shrimp. And it was a really cool – you're just, like, cooking all the food at your table. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I've done places like that before. Did you smell like the place when you left?
No, and it's funny because I'm wearing the shirt I wore on Sunday night to dinner, and it does not smell.
I like that. I like the experience, but that was the only downfall is my hair and my clothes smelled like the place when I left because I was doing all the cooking. And then part of me was like, why am I doing the cooking? I came out to eat because I didn't want to cook.
Well, that's the thing, too, because they tell you they come down and they're pretty fast with the service. The guy brings the chicken. He goes, 15 seconds. And he walks away. I'm like, okay. And then he brings the shrimp. He's like, 1 minute. So I literally had a stopwatch going. I had my phone on the table, and I start the timer. Like, okay, because I don't want to undercook my chicken.
Yeah.
Same with the shrimp. So I had a timer going on my phone to make sure I cooked everything properly, and no one got sick or anything. We cooked our meat just fine. But the other interesting thing was, at this restaurant, they have robots as food runners. So we placed our order with the server was great, and all of a sudden, you know, 10 minutes later, there's a robot pulls up to the table next to me. I'm like, what is this? And it had all the food. I didn't take it out of the robot, but they don't have food runners. Robots bring the food to your table.
Interesting.
It was a trip.
That's cool. Yeah, I have not been to a restaurant since March, so I live vicariously through your adventures.
It was fun. So once you start going back out, I would recommend X-Pac at the Venetian.
Yeah, especially since you don't smell like the food after you cook it. That's a big plus. I remember there was one place I loved to go, but I hated the way it smelled when I went when I left that place. Now I'm in.
Why are restaurants like that? Because in D.C., at the radio station I worked at, we had a really cool cafeteria. It was a restaurant at the bottom of the building. But you walked in there and you reeked the entire day.
We called
it the Smelly Deli. And if we would have a guest come by the radio show in the afternoon or in the morning, and they stopped in there, they would walk in like, oh my gosh. They went to the Smelly Deli. It was awful.
It's so weird how maybe it's just like bad ventilation in those places or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was clean on Sunday.
Good. I'm in a different room and I don't smell you. So
all right,
usually that smell comes through the vent. So nothing today.
Let me know if you get it. Coming up here, we do have the dirt. Why is the internet buzzing about Kylie Jenner's shower head? I'll explain coming up in just about 10 minutes. Billie Eilish, Therefore I Am on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And how about our Vegas Golden Knights win last night? They started the season 3-0. They defeated Arizona last night. Final score was 4-0. Golden Knights next game again against Arizona tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Kylie Jenner, she shared a look at her bathroom on her Instagram stories over the weekend, and there's one feature that fans cannot stop staring at. The look inside her shower showed what fans believe to be a weak water pressure coming from her small shower head. As soon as she posted the image, Twitter erupted over the star's choice of a shower head. Many pointing out that she's worth close to $1 billion, and she has what looks like a $19 stock shower head.
Well, yeah, we all like to save some money. Come on now. But I will say that was very low water pressure. It was.
It was like dribbling out of there. Now,
I thought like someone like her would have a water pressure of a fire hose or something. Just the strongest water pressure possible.
Or like a rain type, it's a small little shower head for what looks like to be a huge shower. Someone did point out maybe she had the dishwasher going at the same time, and that's why the pressure was so low.
Or maybe it wasn't on full blast since she was just showing in a video. I wouldn't turn it on full blast if I was showing
people. She got wet and everything?
Yeah.
According to People.com, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have stopped going to marriage counseling. And they say up next is a consultation with divorce lawyers.
Oh, boy.
The writing's on the wall for that one,
yeah,
it seems like.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, it's always sad to see that happen. But sometimes, you know, it sounds like they've exhausted all their resources and it's just not going to work out.
Let's talk about this. Who went 4-for-4 in their football picks over the weekend? That person would be Mercedes.
Yay!
Wow.
Woohoo.
So who do you like this weekend then? I mean, it's kind of far out. We can wait till Friday because normally I do your picks on Friday.
Yeah, give me a couple of days on that one. I got to think about it this week. That was yeah, I know I got those all right, but I don't know. I don't know why I'm all of a sudden the expert. Maybe it's my psychic abilities that's helping me on that.
You've always been really great at picking winners. You're really good at them.
I don't know.
It's a skill. It's a talent.
Too bad I don't utilize that to my advantage.
And we just pick straight winners. We don't include any point spread or anything like that. No. This will be interesting if this becomes a thing leading up to the Super Bowl. Coca-Cola and Pepsi won't be spending huge amounts of money on Super Bowl ads this year. And Coca-Cola said it was to, quote, ensure we're investing in the right resources during these unprecedented times that we're in.
These unprecedented times. Does anyone else feel, like, excited? Like, these unprecedented times are maybe almost over.
I think we're getting closer and closer to this light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and I was just like, I don't know why I feel so much excitement. I feel like I'm going to see you soon. I feel like it's not that far off. And she's like, I feel the same way. It was just really, it was cool.
Yeah, definitely. And to think next Christmas, we'll all probably be hopefully traveling and back together with families and stuff.
Hopefully.
Talking to my family about that last night. Christmas is going to be here sooner than we think. Now, and so, but this being said, though, Pepsi is sponsoring the Super Bowl halftime show, which is, you know, it's kind of a big investment and advertisement in itself, but they're sponsoring the Super Bowl halftime show, and that is the weekend. Let's do a little quiz here. Can you tell me who performed at the Super Bowl halftime show last year?
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Why? Did you have something
else? My list has something different. My list is a year off, I can tell, though.
What is,
so, yeah, that was last year. That was 2020. So let's go 2019.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh! That's my sugar.
Yes, oh, Maroon 5.
How about
that one didn't jump out to me. No offense.
I remember when they announced Maroon 5 as the Super Bowl halftime performer that year. Everyone's like, what? What about 2018? You talked about him on the show already this morning.
I already talked about him this morning. Then it has to be Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Wait, that wasn't the Janet Jackson one,
no,
right?
That was 03, 04?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just his redemption.
Gotcha.
Last one here. I don't even remember this, but Super Bowl 2000, we had 4 huge performers.
Was that like Britney and Aerosmith and was it NSYNC? Like there was just a bunch of them?
That was not that year, but you're right. They did perform one year. Edward James Olmos was the narrator to the Super Bowl halftime show.
I thought you said he performed. I was like, wow, I missed
that
one.
Yeah, it was a huge one. That year, I don't remember this, do you? Phil Collins? Christina Aguilera? Enrique Iglesias?
No.
And Toni Braxton?
Right, where'd you get this list?
I don't know.
This sounds like a list in someone's imagination.
Well, that's a dream, is it not?
I don't know. I don't recall this. Now, granted, it was 21 years ago, but still, that does not jump out at all.
If anyone remembers that, and if that is true, let us know at 702-364-9400.
Jason's just throwing out things. Maybe this one will stick.
Anyway, no one's paying attention.
You know, Daily Dirt is not fact-based, right?
It's gossip. It's all gossip, baby. More dirt coming up next hour at 7:15.
Hold that thought. More of Mercedes in the Morning will be right back on Mix 94.1.
Kane Brown, Sway Lee, and Khalid on Mix 94.1 with Be Like That. It is 6:36 Tuesday morning. Welcome to the show. Hopefully you guys are coming back after a 3-day Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. And there's some crazy stuff going on in the valley this morning. There was an accident on the 215 we talked about in traffic, and a big fire this morning right here near the radio station. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few minutes in the Hot 3. So over the weekend, you said you were just kind of hanging out at the house, enjoying the outdoors. I assume you guys went to the barn. You guys usually go to the barn on the weekends?
Yeah, my wife's up there all the time. It's on the weekends when I'll stop by and pay a visit to the barn. I did that on Sunday morning. Went out there. The weather's just gorgeous. I love being out there around the horses, and always post a picture out there with the horses and my wife. It's just nice and peaceful out there. But it's so funny. People always ask, when are you going to get on a horse? When are you going to take a lesson? Did you ride today? Have you ever been on your horses? And I don't have this interest in getting on the horse and taking lessons. I love being out there with my wife. I love watching her ride. It brings her such joy. It's just peaceful out there, like I said. But I have no interest in taking a lesson. I'll get on maybe and do a trail ride or something. But as far as taking lessons and getting into jumping and everything, I just have zero interest in doing that.
That's really interesting you say that, because I was just going to bring this up. Like, do you have a hobby or something that you like to do that you try to push on other people? Or is there a hobby that someone tries to push on you? It sounds like your wife tries to push that on you. And is that annoying? Or maybe it's not her pushing it on you. Maybe it's other people pushing it on you. But I kind of do that with my husband because over the weekend, there was not a lot for us to do. So we got this in this exercise bike. So I like to just, when there's nothing to do, I'm like, I'm going to just jump on for a half hour ride. And I really like the instructors. It's a Peloton if you have one. And you know, like the instructors are so fun and they're all so different and they have great classes. And when I take a class that I think my husband will like, I'd be like, you should really take this class. You would love the music, or this instructor was really great. Like there was a whole Metallica ride. I'm like, you got to take this. Oh my gosh, you're going to freak out. It was a Metallica ride. And he took it, but I could tell he's kind of like, like he's just not as excited about it as I am. And I don't want to be that annoying, the annoying spouse who's like, do this, try this. But at the same time, I'm like, I really think if you gave it a chance, you'd really enjoy it.
You don't want to force it on him too much where he gets angry over, hey, do the Peloton, do the Peloton. You kind of want to slowly introduce him to it so maybe he'll like it as he progresses. First time he did it, he got on the thing, and I'm sure he enjoyed the exercise part of it, but it just wasn't, he didn't like the instructor or didn't like...
No, the first time he did it was that Metallica ride. Okay. I was like, oh my God, you got to do this Metallica ride. So he got on, and he says he gets bored. He says that he's like, I'd rather ride a real bike outside. And I'm like, yeah, but like the real bike he wants is like $5,000. Well, maybe not that much, but it's a lot.
You like, start small with like a bike from Target or something.
No.
Because it works the same way as the Peloton. He does it once. He's like, I'm done with this thing.
But the thing is, like with him, he doesn't like the entry level stuff. He always wants like the fanciest one. And it's like, come on. But what's this habit or... this interest that someone in your life likes and they try to push it on you and you don't really like it. So I stopped doing that. I don't talk about it, even though like yesterday I found one that was so much fun and I found this instructor that I know he would love. I've learned that I just got to keep my mouth shut because he's not going to come home. If he does, he's going to do it on his own. Is that how you feel about horseback riding? Like maybe you'll do it if people stop bugging you about it.
It doesn't bother me when people ask. It's just, I think people expect. I don't think people expect me to do it because we have two horses out there, and my wife is out there all the time. If they just expect me to get on there with her, it doesn't bother me. My wife has kind of scaled back the asking, but she still does ask every once in a while. Would this be the year you take a lesson? And we did a trail ride this past summer, which was great. It was, but I remember the last year. I told my wife like, this is the year I want to get into it. I want to be able to do more stuff with the horses, walk them and everything. And she took me out to walk the horses, and it was just a bad day. It was windy, and so when it's windy, there's stuff blowing around, and that kind of spooks the horses, and the horses weren't in the mood to walk. It was just a bad day, and that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
So are you done then?
No, I don't want to say I'm done. I don't want to say I'm done. And my wife was getting irritated with me, and my wife said, you know what? When you're ready to do it, I'm going to have someone else at the barn show you the ropes, because that way I won't get irritated with you. It's someone else who kind of maybe treat you as a student-mentor relationship. And you might approach it differently if it's someone else showing you how to do stuff with a horse versus your wife.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, too. I think that when you have your spouse trying to teach you stuff, they're like being the learner, you feel like they're talking to you like you're 5 years
old. Yes, yes, yes.
And then being the person trying to teach, you're trying really hard to navigate that and not do that. So it's very touchy. I think that's a really good idea.
So we'll see how that, you know, I'll take a horseback riding lesson if Matt does more Peloton classes.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And when I do get him on the bike, he does like, they're called scenic rides. He's like, I'll do a scenic ride. And so he'll get off and he'll be like, I drove around Italy. So he likes doing the scenic rides. He doesn't like doing the actual classes for some reason.
Coming up here next, we do have the hot three. What do you got for us?
Well, you may have seen it overnight. A huge fire in the southwest part of town. We're going to tell you what happened. Also this morning, what are the top things that we stress about? And a car thief finds a kid in the back seat, brings the car back, but not until he does this. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
Listen to Mix on your smartphone device by telling Alexa to play Mix 94.1.
Hey, Alexa.
Okay.
This way, you'll never miss a second of Mercedes in the Morning and Vegas's best variety.
Finally, something we can all enjoy.
Mix 94.1.
Oh. Justin Bieber, holy, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Here we go.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, well, it's been a busy morning, and winds help fan the flames of a massive 3-alarm fire Starting late last night in Southwest Las Vegas, you may have seen it. The fire raced through a 206-unit apartment complex under construction near Fort Apache and Tropicana. More than 100 firefighters from different jurisdictions battled the blaze throughout the night and remain on the scene this morning to deal with the hot spots. Windy conditions spread embers from the fire over several blocks, causing some small bushfires and raising concerns about nearby homes. There was a mandatory evacuation of some residents who were taken to Lawrence Middle School. The cause of the fire, not known at this time. Firefighters say it's still too dangerous to begin an investigation. The complex, which is called Ely at Fort Apache, was planning to start pre-leasing the luxury apartment homes in February. No one was injured in the blaze.
The video looked, it was insane. Oh, those flames, it was chaos out there.
It really was. And just so happy to report that there were no injuries in that. I feel terrible for the company. I can't imagine the loss that they experienced on that, but luckily no lives were in any sort of danger, or no one was harmed in that. In that fire. So
yeah, and getting evacuations as well, getting done in a timely manner and everything. It really is amazing the work that first responders do here all across the country, even here in Las Vegas.
Also this morning, 3 out of 4 people say 2020 was the most stressful year of their lives. This is according to a new survey, and it's not like things magically got less stressful once we got to 2021. But with all the things we could stress about, what's getting to the most people? Well, here are the top 5. Lack of savings is number one, the number one thing that we stress about the most, followed by the current state of the country, politics and everything surrounding the presidential election, living paycheck to paycheck, and worrying about you or someone you know getting COVID. The survey also found the most stressful states, or most stressed out states in the U.S., they are Missouri and Mississippi. The least stressed out states are Iowa and Nebraska. So on what side of the list are we? Well, we're pretty stressed out. We fall at number 16 here in Nevada as far as most stressed out states.
How would you classify it? Your most stressful year ever?
No, definitely not. It was definitely not my most stressful year ever. It was stressful, definitely. But I've had much worse, much worse. How about you?
Yeah, definitely not my most stressful year. Some of the stuff you're rattling off, what you're saying, definitely stressful. Money, pay cuts, all that stuff that went into 2020. But then there were other stuff that were on the positive side, which really balanced things out for me this past year.
Yeah, it really did put this year put a lot, or last year rather, put a lot into perspective for me. And it really just taught me a lot about how to deal with certain things in certain ways and how to change my reaction to certain things. But as far as like the most stressful year, it definitely had to be the year that we started doing the show together. Then right after that, my father got brain cancer, and that was like the most stressful year of my entire life.
And that was in February 2015 when you discovered your father's brain cancer.
We signed on right in
January,
and then that it was just like, I honestly don't remember a whole lot of that year. I felt like I was just a zombie, just going through it, just trying to get stuff done. So that was the hardest year of my entire life.
You know what? And kudos to you. I mean, you were a champion that year. You really were during that entire time on the air. And I'll never forget that, too, because I remember with your father, he was just kind of having some issues, memory issues, was it not? And you were like, maybe you thought, your mom thought maybe it was stress, or just, he had just recently retired, correct?
He had retired like a couple years prior. Okay. And there was just he was just not behaving like himself. So the whole idea was, let's bring him out to Vegas and stay with us for a while, and let's get his mind off of things. Maybe he's depressed. That's what his doctor in Colorado diagnosed him as, being depressed. And they put him on an antidepressant. And we're like, no, we could just tell it was not that. And the second they got here on the plane, my mom calls me and she says, I've lost your dad in the airport. I'm like, what? And she says, I cannot find him. I'm like, did you find a police officer, report him, call them one of those phones? And they're paging him, and they're paging him. And then I go in and I'm trying to find her, and she's in tears. And we're like, where could he have gone? And he had wandered off, and he just walked to a little pizza place and started eating pizza. And we talked to the police officers. We described him. I'm like, he's been acting off lately. Like, we just don't know what's going on with him. And they're like, okay. So they found him there, and they you know, they were like, Mr. Martinez, your family's looking for you. And he was just kind of like in a daze, like, okay. And they're like, can we take you to him? And they were really nice, and they brought him to us. And the second I saw him, it was like glassy eye. I just was like, what is going on?
But wasn't until later, because he went home that weekend, right? You went back to the house and everything?
We went home, and he was still acting weird, and I'm trying to have a heart-to-heart with him. I'm like, Dad, we're really worried about you. What's going on? And my mom, to this day, she feels horrible. She just thought he was just trying to do this on purpose. She's like, you know, I don't know why he's trying to be like this. We had no idea what was going on in his mind at that moment. Mm. And I'm like, what's happening, Dad? He's like, I don't know. And we're like, are you okay? Do you need help? Like, I'm scared. And he's like, I don't know what's wrong. And so the next morning, I was in my room and we were getting dressed. And I was like, we're going to go on a walk. It's going to be great. We're going to go do stuff. And I hear this loud thud, just so loud. And I run into the guest room where they're staying. And my mom's trying to help him up. He's fallen. I'm like, that's it. We're going to the hospital. That is it. And he's like, no. And I'm like, nope, we're going. And I threw him in the car. I mean, this big 250-pound man, yeah. Throw him in a car as best you can. My husband's helping me. He's like, no. And I'm like, yes. We take him to the hospital. And that was it. That was where it all started.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was just crazy. So, they had to tell me in the, I'll never forget, the Summerlin Hospital ER. And when the doctor came in and the nurse, and she put a box of tissues in front of me, I'm like, I have a feeling my life is about to change right now. Like, I just knew this is changing everything.
That's not a good sign when the doctor comes in with either tissues or they bring in a priest.
Oh gosh, has that happened to you before?
Oh, my brother, he was a kid, and he got hit by a car on a bike.
Oh my gosh, my heart is breaking already.
And they had to medevac him from the car scene to the hospital, and that's how bad it was. He was in a really bad way, and they thought he was going to. They were going to lose him that night. It was really bad. But so my mom, a neighbor, was racing my mom to the hospital. She gets to the hospital, and they're like, the doctors are waiting for you. Come this way. And she walked into the room, and a priest was in the room. My mom's like, oh, God.
No way.
And he was just there to comfort her. But when you see that, you're thinking, the priest is here because...
Oh, okay.
You know, brother's still alive, so...
Yeah, but still, can't imagine.
But she
that.
Goes into that room, and the priest is there with the doctors, and you immediately think, okay, there's a priest here. The priest is here to comfort me when they tell me that my son didn't make it on the flight there. But, yeah, so if you walk into a doctor's office or hospital, and the doctors bring you tissues, or there's a priest in there, it's trouble.
Things are not... it's not going to be your best day.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, but seriously, bless you and your family for everything you guys went through. No. A time that was for you guys. And still your father, too, looking down on you right now. He's got to be so proud of you.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's very sweet of you. And I know I'm not the only person to go through stressful years. But just talking about 2020 compared to that year, I'll do 2020 again in a second. Like, that was nuts. And now we've wasted all our time for the hot three, so you get the hot two, and that's it.
Seriously, tears before 7 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Stop it. Gosh. Let's go. Move on.
we'll turn the ship around. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. Sorry, I was just having a weird, like, thought. Can I ask you a question? I'm not trying to derail things here.
No, go ahead.
Your uncle that passed away, did he have like strawberry blonde hair, like kind of reddish blondish hair?
My Uncle Jeff? No, he did
no,
not.
No. Or no, oh, yeah, that's the one who passed away.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking of a different thing. Okay. Never mind.
Would you have a flashback or would you have an image or something? Or
For some reason, like in my mind, it's like, ask JC about a pin. Did he wear a pin? Some sort of a pin?
He did not.
Okay. Never mind then. I don't know why that popped in my head.
Someone with long strawberry hair?
No, not long hair. No.
Strawberry colored hair?
Like a dirty blondish. Like a dirty blondish and a mustache. Did he have a mustache?
He didn't have a mustache. He had longer hair, too.
Okay,
he had longer hair, too.
Yeah, no, this guy has short hair, mustache, and wore a pin.
Man, short hair, mustache, and wore a pin. He was asking me about my pin?
I don't know why it popped in. It's like at some point, and I was just going to make a mental note to ask you off the air, but then that happened just then, and I was like, oh, okay.
I don't have anything going on with pins in my life either.
And it might not be you. Maybe it's someone else. Maybe, but for some reason, you popped into my head. It's 701, Mix 94.1. I'm just having these weird premonitions right now. We were just talking about the most stressful year of our life. Maybe it's time to move on to something fun and not so deep. It is Tuesday, after all. It's not time for us to get deep.
No, we'll get light here. I actually have a game for you here. I want to give it to you and everyone that's listening right now to play along, and it's the name check game.
The name check game?
This might be a tough one. It really might be a tough one. So it was. There's a list of, this website went through and took all these famous songs and made a list of all the songs that name check famous people. So I'm going to give you the name of the persons that is name checked in the song, and you got to tell me the song.
So, oh, okay.
So, for example, the first one, the celebrity that is named in this song is Brad Pitt.
I already know.
Go ahead. What is it?
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
That don't impress me much.
See, all right.
I know that one.
Okay. Okay. This song name checks P. Diddy and Jack Daniels.
P. Diddy and Jack Daniels.
Lifelines are open at 702-364-9400.
There's a lot of songs that mention Jack Daniels, but P. That's where you're throwing me off. Mm-hmm. P. Diddy and Jack Daniels. Oh my gosh. Something by Kid Rock?
Maybe, but that's not the one I'm looking for. It's a pretty Daniels, I'm sure, is in a Kid Rock song somewhere.
Yeah, you know it is, but then throw in P. Diddy and then that could be a different thing. Gosh, I don't know.
You got Lifelines calling, I think.
All right, let's good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kendall.
Hey, Kendall, what song name checks P. Diddy and Kid Rock?
I'm not sure.
You were just being a nice guy, being a lifeline for me.
Kesha,
so angry
TikTok.
With myself for not getting that.
All right, redemption on this next one.
Oh, man, that's a good one, too.
Maybe Kendall was calling because there's someone in his life with strawberry hair and a mustache and a pin.
Hey, I had a premonition about you. I need to talk to you. Okay, go ahead.
This song name checks Mick Jagger.
Move Like Jagger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this song name checks Jay-Z and Britney Spears.
Oh, and a Jay-Z song was on, and a Britney song was on, Party in the USA.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay. This song name checks, I guess name checks Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. So is something with
no her? Name checks. That's wrong. It was name checks Betty Davis.
Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah.
Betty Davis eyes. Now, when the song's named Betty Davis eyes, it's pretty easy to figure that one out.
This song name checks Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, we used to play this back in the day. She likes me for me.
Yes.
Just because I'm not like Leonardo. Hey, Leonardo?
Yes. You know the band?
Blessed Unions of Souls.
Yes.
Wow, that's a flashback song. I like that song. Why did that song go away? That was a good song.
We can play it if you want to this morning.
No, that's okay.
I'll give you a couple more here. This one name checks Andy Kaufman, Elvis, Charles Darwin, Moses, and many more.
Oh, duh. That's the song, the Billy Joel song that's like, we didn't start the fire. No? Oh, geez. Say the celebrities again.
Andy Kaufman, Elvis, Charles Darwin, Moses, and more. 90s song.
Is it someone by Bare Naked Ladies?
No.
90s song. Oh, boy. You got me on that one. Oh, R.E.M.?
Yeah, Man on the Moon.
Ah, I never would have got that.
Last one. We're starting to run late here. Last one here on the name check famous people in the songs here. This song mentions, let me get a good one here, Okay, this song mentions Beck, Hanson, Courtney Love, and Marilyn Manson.
Oh, dun, dun, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. Dun, 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 dun. New Radicals, Get What You Give.
Yeah.
Did you see they're reuniting?
The New Radicals?
Yes, they're reuniting for the first time in 20 years for the inauguration tomorrow. And they're going to perform this song.
Well, I hope they perform this song.
Well, I know. I don't know what else they would perform. But hey, that's a big deal. New Radicals, back together.
It's a great song,
exciting.
Too.
You'll get to hear it live if you're watching.
I wonder if they'll change the people that they name check. Beck, Hanson, Courtney Love, Marilyn Manson. Still relevant, I guess.
Yeah, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris.
They can change it to current day stuff.
Who knows?
All right, coming up here, we do have The Dirt, and Jamie Lynn Spears engages in an eye-opening feud with Elon Musk. Details in about 10 minutes. That's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. I hope it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for The Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Start with this one here. This is kind of interesting. Jamie Lynn Spears has called out Elon Musk in a since-deleted Instagram video. She's called Tesla's secret cat killers, revealing that she's lost several cats who couldn't hear the electric car. She thinks Tesla should be louder and says that Elon Musk owes her a couple of cats.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, she does have a point. I don't know that she'll get anywhere with it, but they are very quiet. I've almost been hit by them on a couple of occasions.
We were talking about on Friday's show that Amazon is going to be having some electric delivery vehicles coming out. And same thing. They're very quiet. People don't hear them coming. So they've got a sound that kind of sounds like a spaceship alien kind of Zen meditation sound. This is what the new Amazon electric delivery trucks are going to sound like coming through your neighborhood. At least there's something.
I think it needs to sound like the Ice Cream Man, because it's the adult version of the Ice Cream Man. You're so excited. So, you know, Pop Goes the Weasel or whatever. Maybe do it what was the rap song? Pop, Pop Goes the Weasel, the Weasel. Maybe that version of it, and we can get excited.
You go running outside.
Yeah.
You ever get an Amazon package, forgot what you ordered, you get excited, you think it's something cool. I don't know what you're thinking it's going to be. Open it up and it's like a toothbrush. Like, oh yeah, that's right. Order a toothbrush.
That's that's a daily thing for me. It's like, ooh, what is it today?
Yeah.
Oh, light bulbs.
But in my mind, I'm not like, what did I think I ordered? Like a toy or something? Like, why am I so excited over the? Just maybe it's the fact of getting a package and opening it.
Sometimes people send gifts.
True.
Through Amazon.
True. Has anyone seen Lupin on Netflix? You're the soothsayer of great shows, Mercedes. Have you seen Lupin?
No, never heard of it.
Well, Netflix's Lupin is primed to set a global benchmark for a French series on Netflix, with 70 million households projected to watch the five-part series through its first 28 days. It launched earlier this month. So just to point this out, that's bigger than Bridgerton. Bridgerton is projected at like 63 million. And then The Queen's Gambit had 62 million in its first 28 days.
Huh.
This Lupin is supposed to crush those records.
I have no idea what that show is, but I'll check it out.
Anyone watching it, let us know if it's any good. 702-364-9400. We started to watch the Bryan Cranston series. What's that called?
Oh, Your Honor.
Your Honor. And that first episode was kind of intense. Some of the stuff you see was a little too intense for my wife. So she had to walk away from it. I'm hooked. I want to come back to it.
Oh my gosh. It just gets better and better.
Yeah.
We watched the new episode for this week's episode last night. And I was just like, I can't say anything, but it's really good.
Yeah, the first episode, I was hooked, so I'll come back to it. But here's the thing, though. So that was Saturday night. Last night, she sits down on the couch and she turns on Netflix, and I start seeing she's watching a documentary. I'm like, what is this violent? What are we watching? These murders in the 80s? It was your Night Stalker that we talked about that you couldn't watch?
We watched. I ended up watching
Did
that
you?
With my husband. That was rough. Did you watch the whole thing?
No, I kept telling her, like, if you can't watch the Bryan Cranston, turn this thing off. You're going to have nightmares. And we probably watched the first 5 minutes, and she's out. I can't watch this. But I was oddly intrigued to mark it in my mind to come back to the show.
No, you know what I saw over the weekend, which was, I walked away with such mixed feelings, was the Tiger Woods documentary. Did anybody watch part two? I watched part one last weekend. Part two came out this weekend. And man, I was like sad and happy and like kind of crying when it was all said and done. Have you watched any of that yet?
I have not. Where does it compare with the Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls documentary? Is it kind of the same level?
It's yes and no. It's just like the rise and fall of this guy, this man who really is just a man, but everyone kind of looked at as a machine. Like, no feelings, just go play golf and entertain us. How it messed with his mind, how he was like his dad in more ways than anyone thought, where he fell, hitting rock bottom, literally, this guy, and then coming back. I don't know. It was a really good watch. I don't know if anyone saw it. Really quick, Donnie is on the phone. Hey, Donnie, you have a comment. Good morning.
Hi, I was just saying I loved Lupin. It was such a great show.
Is it like a crime drama?
Yes, crime. It has some nice thriller moments to it. It was great.
It's the hot show right now on Netflix. Okay. They're saying it's going to crush the record. 70 million viewers within 28 days.
I'm going to watch it.
I thought this was interesting. So we have a mashup of two of our favorites. For you, Mercedes, I know you love Metallica. We have a mashup of Metallica with this song right here, Enter Sandman. And I do enjoy myself some Huey Lewis in the News from time to time. It's a mashup of James Hetfield singing Enter Sandman to the music of Huey Lewis in the News' Hip to Be Square. I'm going to play for you because this thing is on point. It's eerie how on point this song is. You ready for it?
Oh, my. Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
It's a hit, you guys.
All right, hold on. Here's the part. Rock and never, never
land. I was blown away when I heard that this morning.
That's a hit. That's really a hit.
Man, that'll be number one in the charts next week. Guaranteed.
I love that.
There's your dirt, and here's Imagine Dragons. Believer, it's Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, 7:31. And I just, I figured out my whole life's been a lie. It's just been a lie. I don't even know how to articulate it in a better way. But have you ever learned something after years and years and years and realized, wait, what? That's not how I learned it. 702-364-9400. Last week, I found out, I was telling you earlier, our big thing is card games and like board games at our house. You know, with everything going on, we don't go out. So that's our form of entertainment. A big one we play is Uno. And then I see on the official Uno Twitter account, someone tagged me knowing I play it. And they tweeted out with the little shouting emoji, "You do not need to pull a card until you have a color that matches the discard pile." I had to read over that a second time. If you don't have a card to play, you only have to pick up one card. Does that make sense? If you play Uno, and have you also been living a lie? Do you know what I mean?
I'll be honest, I don't. Because I haven't played, it's been decades since I played Uno. And I remember the game, how you play it and stuff. But this, when you're telling me right now, it means nothing to me right now.
Okay.
But it sounds like it's earth-shattering stuff.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe it's that Mandela effect. But I always thought that, like, let's say it's your turn and the color on the pile is green 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you have nothing that you can put down on that. So I...
What would I want to put down on that?
Anything green.
Okay.
Or the number 3. Or if you had, like, a wild card.
Okay, now it's coming back.
Okay.
Go on.
So... you go and you draw a card, and let's say you get a yellow 7. Well, that doesn't work, so I'd pick another one. Then you got a red 5. Well, that doesn't work. I would pick another
one. Yeah, okay.
You got a blue 8. No, that doesn't work. Then you got a green 2. Oh, now it works. And then you put that one down. But meanwhile, you just drew 3 other cards.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's how you play Uno.
No, it's not. They're saying you do not need to pull a card until you have a card that matches the discard pile. All you got to do is just draw one card and then move on. That's it. I've never played that way. Ever. It's always, and that's the whole, in my mind, that was the whole point. It's like, keep drawing.
Keep going.
You had
yeah.
only two cards left. Now you have 20 cards. I'm shocked. Did anyone else play that way, or are you just learning this earth-shattering information? Because that's what we strive to do, is provide you with earth-shattering information on this show. 702-364-9400. And what did you just learn years later that you had wrong this whole time? Let's talk to Josette. Josette, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking Uno, what you just learned. What do you think?
I agree with everything. I just learned exactly the same thing that you learned, that you only have to draw one card, and I've been playing wrong my whole life.
Is this not shocking? How did we come up with that rule then?
Right? Was I just wanted to know, have you tried Uno Flip yet?
Yes! That game is so frustrating.
I love it.
It's fun, but then like it's basically two sets of Uno cards, JC. So you got the regular ones on one side, and then you have like these, I don't know, what are they, like more vibrant colors on the other side, Josette?
Yep.
They're like purples and teals. And if you draw a flip card, then you have to flip the deck, and now you're playing with a different set of cards.
Oh man, that's too much.
But it is fun. It is a lot of fun. It takes a lot longer than the regular games. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Rose. Rose, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, Mercedes. I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
We love you so much. Thank you so much, Rose. Did you play Uno this way?
I did. And Mercedes, I'm with you. I've been playing it wrong, too. I would play until I got the color I needed, and I would end up with, like, half the deck in my hand.
And that was always like, ha-ha, if it was someone else. But if it was you, it was always
exactly.
like, what the heck?
You would just, like, cry. You're like, oh, my God, I have, like, half the deck, and now I'm going to lose.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, now that I know that this is the rule, part of me is thinking, I still want to play the old way because that was part of the fun. And it was always, you always felt so great when you pick one, and then it was the color you need. Like, oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. we're getting tons and tons of texts here. You just blew my 8-year-old son's mind. He said, dang, I could have won so many times. We play DOS so tough. I've never played that. This one says, OMG about the Uno rule. But my family just played this week, and the game lasted so long, we almost mutinied on my husband. This one says, I'm shattered. I am mind blown. Wait, what? I probably could have won so many more games. I know! This is life-changing information, and if you don't believe me, it was tweeted out by the official Uno account. I have retweeted it, so you can all see I am not sending you bad information. I've been living a lie. This is just insanity.
You're not alone. It looks like based on the text line, all the text messages that are coming in, you're definitely not alone.
Everyone's freaking out, and I, for good reason. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to sleep for nights because of this.
We have the hot three that's coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right. I know. Woo. That was the hot three.
Yeah,
that was the hot three, four, five, and six. Okay. A new study says why some people think they have this ability to communicate with ghosts. We're going to talk about that. Also, something we talked about earlier about a car thief who found a kid in the back seat, but what he did before he dropped the kid off, and the word you're using all the time that makes people not trust you. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Hold that thought. More of Mercedes in the Morning will be right back on Mix 94.1.
Ava Max, Kings and Queens on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, and you can take us. Take Mix 94.1 wherever you want. It's real simple. Just download the radio.com app.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So, have you ever communicated with ghosts or what? A new study out of Durham University tried to find out why some people have this ability to talk to spirits, or at least think that they have this ability. And they surveyed 65 mediums who say they can communicate with ghosts along with 143 regular people who can't. And the researchers found that there were some common traits that mediums were more likely to have than regular people. Mediums usually say they hear the voices in their head and the communication started when they were young. They're also more likely than regular people to believe in the paranormal, and they're less concerned with what people think of them. So that really leads to one of two conclusions. One, spirits pick certain people and start communicating with them when they're young, and it's on those people to recognize that they're talking with ghosts and harness the power of their abilities, or two, people who believe in the paranormal and aren't worried about society judging them are more likely to say or maybe even genuinely believe that they can talk with ghosts, even if ghosts aren't actually a real thing.
Well, I feel like kids have this sense where they can, I don't know, maybe communicate with the dead or pick up on things or see things that we don't see. And I think it's because then all of a sudden, as we're all growing older and maturing, you start to get a little jaded and hear different things. And, oh, that's not real. And then your mind just goes in different directions. And maybe it's those kids that just stay pure and true to what they're seeing and believing in are the ones that go on to become these huge psychics and mediums.
Have you ever heard a kid say something really creepy and you're like, huh? Has anyone ever had that happen to them where your child said something and you were just like, oh my gosh, that is so creepy? I remember when Sophie was little and I was saying goodnight to her, something like, we had just read Goodnight Moon, and she says, before you go, make sure you pull on my toe. And I thought she was like making like a pull my finger joke or something. I'm like, wow, Matt taught her that already? Like, that's so weird. Why? And I go, why? I go, I'm not pulling on your toe. And she goes, but Grandpa will later.
Oof.
And I was like, what? She goes, Grandpa will later. And I was like, huh? What do you mean? And that was how her grandpa, Matt's father, Grandpa John, he would wake Matt up in the morning. He would pull on his toe and say, get up, get up. And there were several times where she's like, yeah, Grandpa pulled my toe last night.
And like, she didn't know this going into it, right?
Never told her.
That's crazy.
But the way she said it, she's like, but Grandpa will later. I was like, I'm scared. So yeah, it was very, very creepy. And I think it goes to what exactly you were saying. They have no worries about seeming weird to other people. Mm-hmm. They're just saying what they experience. And you're right. I believe that kids have that. They don't have that filter on. So they'll just say it. If they saw it, they say it.
Okay, yeah, parents, your kids ever say anything creepy like that? What was it? 702-364-9400. And kids, have you seen anything? Do you have the Grandpa Joe that comes in your room and tugs on your toe at night?
John.
Well, maybe it's Joe and their family.
Yeah, maybe it is a John. Also this morning, in the midst of an important conversation, there's one word that you may not realize is better left unsaid. According to experts, the one word you really need to avoid saying or thinking is the word try. When you say things like, I'll try, whether it's to a boss or a family member or a significant other, they may think that you're not deeply committed. Experts say if someone is going to try a new way of communicating, there is room for failure, and it unconsciously indicates a lack of commitment. The word try can also have a huge impact on how much you trust yourself and your ability to achieve your own goals. They say, as they say, the devil is in the details, and when we say we're trying, it may mean that we aren't being specific, or we may be emotionally or psychologically blocked on making progress towards actions or accomplishments of our goals. Additionally, at times it can be a plea to be relieved of the responsibility, like, I tried and it didn't work, so I need you to come in here and help me with it.
Yes, it sounds kind of lazy too to our boss. Hey, JC, can you post the podcast today? I'll try. What do you mean you'll try? Do it. I'm asking you to do something for work. Okay, yeah, I'll do it. No, I'll try.
I've said it before, but I try not to frame it up like that. I try to frame it, and maybe tell me if this makes any difference. Ask me to put up the podcast.
Hey, Mercedes, can you post today's podcast?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay, because you never posted it before. It's new to you. You're going to try it. So my response would be, oh, do you need help doing it? Do you not understand how to do it?
No, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
But it does leave me an exit. Now that I listen to it, I do have like that emergency escape.
Next day.
I'm going to give it a try. I tried. It didn't work.
Mercedes, the podcast wasn't posted. Did you try?
I gave it a try.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It does sound kind of bad. Finally, this morning, this was from the Hot 3 last hour. We never got to it. You got to love a thief with moral principles, no matter how hypocritical it is. On Saturday, a guy stole a car from a grocery store parking lot in Beaverton, Oregon, when he saw it unlocked out front with the engine running. But as he drove off, he realized there was a 4-year-old child in the back seat. So the thief flipped a U-turn, headed back to the parking lot to lecture the woman he had stolen the car from about how irresponsible it was to leave her kid unattended in the car like that. Then he made her take her kid out of the car and drove off. He still stole it.
Lesson learned.
Just take your kid. Don't leave him in the car. The cops are still trying to track down the thief and the car. As for the mom, she's not going to be facing any charges for leaving her kid in the car. The cops say it wasn't a crime since she could see and hear her kid, but she probably shouldn't have left the car running.
Lesson learned the hard way. But she was, her mind was probably just so blown that imagine going through all that. Your car is stolen. Oh, my gosh. My kid's in the backseat of the car. Car's coming back. Here it comes. And then the guy gets out and starts lecturing her. She was probably just flabbergasted and didn't have a response.
And just wanted to get their kid back. Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, oops. Thanks for reminding me I should never do this. Enjoy my car.
She'll try to be a better parent next time. I'll try. I'll try not to leave my kid in the car. This is Kygo, One Republic. It's Lose Somebody. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. That is Shade on Mercedes in the morning. It is 8 o'clock. And has your kid ever said something haunting? Or kind of creepy, something that made you think, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? We were talking about it in the Hot 3, about how kids kind of, they don't have that filter that we have where we may see something, but our better judgment gets a hold of us and we're like, nah, I didn't see that. Or we find an excuse. But if kids see something, they just say something. And when did you feel like your kid said something kind of creepy or even haunting? 702-364-9400. Lori-Ann, you have to tell everyone what's going on with you. This is crazy. Go for it.
Okay, so when I was pregnant with twins, and we lost one of the twins early on in our pregnancy. And so when my son was probably about one and a half, he would stand by the bathtub before he would get in, and he would just start talking gibberish and stuff. And so as he got a little bit older and he could communicate with us, I asked him, I said, who are you talking to? And he said, my brother. And I was just flabbergasted and called my mom right away. And so we kind of knew this was going on. And so as he got a little bit older, we asked him, who are you talking to? And he said, my brother. And we were like, oh, my gosh. So in this, I mean, this just continued daily and stuff. Well, he told us that his brother's name was Michael. When he would go over to my mom's house, my mom has a loft, and he would look up to her loft, and he would wave. And to this day, he's 9 years old. He's going to be 10 in March, and he will not be in a room alone by himself for too long. He jumps when he sees things or he feels things. There's times we're sitting on the couch, and he'll catch something out of the corner of his eye, and he'll literally jump over me and hide, like his head, like he doesn't want to see. So, I mean, we've always talked to him about this, and we've asked him, what do you see? Like, what is it? Because he'd have me come in rooms, and we karate chop, you know, just the air and stuff. Like, yeah. Go away, leave him alone. Like, you know, he doesn't want this. You know, go bother someone else. And he said that it is like a figure. It's like a blackish gray silhouette, I guess you could say. And I mean, he's going to be 10, and I just wonder, will this ever go away? Because it's frustrating. I mean, in the house that we're in now, he'll go upstairs and play in his room, but sometimes he'll come running out of it.
What the heck? Does anyone know, as far as, you know, maybe there's someone he can talk to? Hang on the line, Lori-Ann. I want to get your number just in case anyone can help with that. And if anyone has had anything like that similar happen with their kids where they said something, or did they ever outgrow this situation? Because that's really fascinating.
And it's interesting, too, being a twin brother, because we've heard stories from twins of one twin experienced pain of some kind. They're both alive, but I don't know, maybe they're in a car accident or something. And the other twin feeling that pain. So does that continue then in the afterlife, where this twin is in the afterlife experiencing some kind of pain, and it passes on to the life that we're in now, if that makes sense?
I've seen, like, my kids have gone to school with sets of twins before. Mm-hmm. And it is interesting how they can communicate in their own language. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen it happen where they literally have a language no one understands. Like, they'll speak gibberish to each other, and then they start laughing.
Which is what was happening here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they don't know what's going on. Let's talk to Lisa. Hey, Lisa, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I agree. I actually, my daughter, when she was about 6 or 7, we're from Virginia, and we had like a third of an acre that our house was on. And I used to go throw food over for, like, rabbits or squirrels at the end of the yard. And one time I was, like, way at the end of the yard, and I came back in the house. And as I'm coming into the house, I hear my daughter going from upstairs. I hear her screaming and going, "What?" And I didn't think she was talking to me. And I was like, maybe she's playing music. And then she goes, "What, Mom? What do you want? Why do you keep calling me?" And I said, "I'm not calling you." And she said, "Yes, you are. You keep saying Gabrielle, Gabrielle." It's like,
oh,
no.
Chills. Chills.
It wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh. What are they seeing? This text just came in. It says, "My son used to have a friend, I guess named Alex, that would come and visit him at night. And one day he told me that his friend Alex wanted him to go sleep over at his house. I told him to tell him, no, never."
Well, you know what? I had an imaginary friend named Mook Mook, and he was awesome. And we were good buddies growing up, me and Mook Mook. But Mook Mook never invited me to his house.
Yeah, where that would be frightening to say.
I'm going to Mook Mook's.
Okay, where are you going? And then they just disappear. They vanish.
Crazy stuff.
It is truly amazing what what kids see and what they say. And it's frightening at times, too. Man, thanks for your calls and your texts, guys.
Yeah,
some of these I'm going through them like amazing. Crazy. And if anyone can help out Lori Ann, we're getting her number. So maybe you can offer her some insight on what to do with her son.
Yeah.
And he's 10 and he's still seeing him. It's crazy.
Coming up next, we'll be kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free. Do a couple commercials here and then no commercials until 9:30. Homie, Justin Bieber, Holy. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Couple things from the weekend we got to talk about. First off, Golden Knights winning again last night, starting the season off 3-0. Their next game is tomorrow night, playing Arizona again. They have three more games against Arizona tomorrow night at T-Mobile. Then they go down to Arizona for a couple of games.
That game, it did not get off to a good start. I was like, oh, boy. Oh, no. And then that third period, all of a sudden, they just came out and walked away with another win. That and the other game that happened on Saturday night, between those two, I was just like a bundle of nerves, but I'm glad they ended up winning both those games.
Well, the other big sports things we have to talk about from the weekend is the fact that you went 4-for-4 in your football picks over the weekend. 4-for-4, my friend.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that big of a deal.
I think that's really good to get four winners.
Well, you know, what can I say? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I feel like this far into the season, you got a good idea of what the teams are capable of. I don't think it was anything earth-shattering. I picked three of the home teams, and the one away team I picked was Tom Brady's team. Mm-hmm. So it worked out. Yeah, my husband was saying the same thing this week. He's like, "You picked all four of those games. Why did we put money on it?" And I'm like, because we didn't. You don't just bet for the winner, do you? I mean, I'm sure you can, but there's a point spread.
Yeah, we're not doing it. You're just picking winners.
Stuff.
You're just picking winners. But this weekend we'll have the Buccaneers, and Mercedes is going to do her picks later on in the week. But we have the Buccaneers and at the Packers, and then the Bills at the Chiefs. Is there an odd? Do you ever? I have a really odd reason of why I don't want to say I root against Green Bay. I just don't like I don't like watching Green Bay Packers the games.
You don't like watching their games?
I don't. It's nothing against the team itself. It's something that happened to me during a Green Bay Packers game. Is there an odd reason why you root for a certain team or root against a certain team? What is it? 702-364-9400. Because this goes back 4 or 5 years ago. Sunday afternoon, football season, and I was at the gym working out, and I just didn't feel right. I'm like, ah, I'm just something's off. I tried running, and like, I can't even finish my run. I just felt it in my stomach. So I got home. And I got sick, the stomach flu. And I just get sick really bad downstairs. At the time, we had a TV in the office downstairs. And I wanted to stay close to the bathroom. So I just went into the office, and I turned on a football game to have something. And it was a Packers game. And during the entire game, I kept getting up and getting sick. But I would come back and lie on the couch and just have, like, weird dreams, like sick dreams. And they all involved, like, Aaron Rodgers. Because during the game, the announcers kept saying, "Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers." Ever since that day, anytime there's a Packers game on TV, I think of that day that I had the stomach flu and sat there in this back office of our house watching the Packers game.
So you root against them, or you just don't like to watch them, all because you were sick on a day that a Packers game was on?
Yes, I have no problem against them. If they win, cool. But I'm kind of bummed because I won't watch the Buccaneers Packers game on Sunday. Anytime a Packers game is on, I change the channel.
Oh, come on! It's just because you were sick.
Yeah, it's really. I associate Aaron Rodgers and the Packers playing on a Sunday with me getting sick, and I don't want my mind flooded with that. That day, and it was really weird. I was sick all Sunday afternoon. I remember I called out sick. I told you, like, hey, I'm not going to come in tomorrow. I'm sick. And then I started feeling better around midnight, 1 o'clock, and I rallied, and I came back in, and I was fine the next day. It was so weird.
So you need to associate that team with rallying. And like, man, I got to watch that, because whatever I'm feeling right now, I'm going to feel so much better.
That's a good spin. I like this. I like this.
I know what you mean, though, as far as like weird reasons to not like a team. What's your weird reason to root against a team, not like a team? 702-364-9400. Is it weird to not like a team because someone you don't care for likes the team?
I'm sure other people like that.
No, and here's the thing. In my situation, I actually really do like the person a lot. They're one of my closest friends. However, whenever it comes to this team, they turn into a jerk. Whenever you're not talking about this team, they are so nice, so fun to be around. But as soon as the Houston Astros get brought up, they morph into the biggest jerk ever. So I just always want the Houston Astros to lose because of this guy. And you know him. He's a great friend of ours, a radio friend. I mean, I talk to him almost every week. But for some reason, he turns into such a jerk when it comes to the Astros. He'll tweet things like rude things about other teams. And usually they're my team, but whatever. I can't stand the Astros for that reason and that reason alone.
Okay, that's just like my Aaron Rodgers in the pack. I see where you get sick. I physically got sick, and you're just like, oh, mentally, and just you feel queasy when your friend starts going off about the Houston Astros. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. We can't be the only two that have these odd reasons we kind of root against the team.
Mary says, my ex-husband loves the Saints, therefore it makes me really hard. Makes it really hard to root for them. Petty, I know. Cherie says, I always search professional sports team charities. If they are giving back to their community, I cheer for them. That's a really good thing to do. I never thought about doing something like this. This text says, I like the Denver Broncos because their colors are aesthetically pleasing. Hey, yeah, what's the weird reason you like a team, too? Maybe you don't know anything about them, but hey, their color scheme is really cool. And I like you for liking them for that reason, because I am a Denver Broncos fan. That makes me super happy. Let's talk to Ruby. Ruby, what team is it for you?
It's the Steelers.
You love them or you hate them?
I hate them. My husband's best friend, who is so annoying, loves the Steelers. I had nothing against them before. But he gets so obnoxious when the Steelers are playing. Like, he puts the war paint on. He gets, like, super in your face if your team is against them. Just super obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I can't stand the Steelers for that reason.
What's amazing how one person can just ruin it.
Ruin a franchise. A historical franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers. One person. No, not rooting for you guys.
Let's talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think?
So when I was a kid, I was listening to Lionel Richie, Deep River Woman, and I got violently ill with the stomach flu. Every time I hear it, that's all I can think about.
See?
Lionel Richie makes you puke. That's terrible.
It's awful.
Oh. And Lionel Richie is seriously like the nicest guy. But yeah, I get it. It's just that, it's that Pavlov theory, you
know?
It
really is. What was the exact song you said?
Oh, let me see. What was the song?
Deep River Woman.
Do we have that?
I don't think I have Deep River Woman.
But we don't want to make him
sick. No, we don't want to do that this morning.
So I'm sure I could dig it up if you really want to hear it. But let's let him get off the line at least. Thank you for your call, Matt. Jim, who is it for you?
For me, it's the Giants. I live in New Jersey, or I'm from New Jersey. They play in New Jersey, yet they call themselves New York Giants. That always bothered me when I was younger.
So you're like, and I am not going to like you because yeah, you are not where you say you are. That's as good a reason as any.
Good point. It's a Dua Lipa. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Kevin and Beverly Hills.
Weezer on Mix 94.1. It is 8:31 Tuesday morning. Mercedes in the morning, and we've got the hot three coming up. We're going to talk about the item in your home that injures us the most. That is on the way. It is it's amazing to me to see how we were talking about this earlier, how that light at the end of the tunnel is starting to shine brighter as far as everything that has gone on surrounding the pandemic. And I feel excited. I feel excited because I feel like we're getting closer and closer to things going somewhat normal. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to be 100% normal for a very long time, but just seeing people on social media getting the vaccine. I had a friend who got their second dose of the vaccine. They're one of the frontline workers, and he got the second dose, and we're just so excited. We're, you know, checking in with him, like, how are you feeling? And so many questions. And do you see more and more people that you, I see two things. One, I see more people that I know getting the virus, and it's tough, and it's completely different. Like, one person feels no symptoms, other is really sick. And it's just, it's so hard to determine how it's going to be for you. And then the other side I'm seeing is so many people that are getting the vaccine now. And that's exciting to me.
I was with a buddy of mine over the weekend, and his dad got the vaccine. He's in, and because of his age, he wasn't able to get in California. And he, I guess they have it set up in Disneyland. We go to Disneyland to get the vaccine.
Yeah, one way to get in there.
He was, hanging out at Disneyland. He got the vaccine over the weekend. So he told me he got it. And then my sister, she made an appointment. I'm not sure when she's going to get it, but she works in the school district. And in Pennsylvania, I believe the teachers and school district employees are on a higher level. Like, I forget what their tier system is, but she didn't get it yet, but she sent us the a text message showing that she has an appointment schedule, or she's in now the queue to get an appointment to get it. So my sister's on deck there in Pennsylvania.
That's exciting. Is she super happy about that? I mean, what is she thinking?
I haven't talked to her.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, it was a text message she sent to the family. It's like, oh, look, I got it scheduled. And then she said that her daughter, my niece, is also now in this queue to get it. My niece is 18, but she is, I'm not sure she's going to get it, but she's in this queue because, I guess in Pennsylvania, my niece works at a grocery store, and they're considered frontline employees working at grocery stores. So that's another tier in Pennsylvania, at least, where you're going to get your shots before someone else. I'm not sure he's going to get it or not, but my sister said, yeah, and Belle's on deck as well.
What about here? Is there anyone listening that has gotten it, maybe the first or even the second dose? And how did you? Like, what was your... I know all the states' tiers are kind of different, and we have the two... What are they called? The two lanes instead? You've got lane one, which is a lot of the frontline workers, and then you have some of the... The other one are the people that are at risk, and that's kind of how they do it here. And I know they keep opening up new vaccination sites. They just opened one at the end of the last week over at Cashman. So what is it for you? How did you get it? How do you feel? And then also, is it just me, or when you see someone post that they got it, are you... Do you think, be honest, are you like, how'd you get it?
Oh, there's we're talking, there's vaccine, there's shaming, like Martha Stewart got shamed.
Okay, I'm not shaming, but like, why?
No, I mean,
wait, how'd you get it? You know?
Yeah, people like Martha Stewart. Oh, celebrity, you got your vaccine before anyone else. I see, you've got some pull. She's like, no. One, I'm of age to get it. And secondly, I waited in line with everyone else. That's going to be a thing. Vaccine shaming is going to be a thing. Because I'll be honest, when my sister sent a text message to the family, she's like, look what I got. And it was an email confirmation. I'm like, why are you getting it? Like, you're not at immune compromised. You're not in that age bracket, not even close to it. But it's because their tier system in Pennsylvania. And then she said, my niece, I'm like, she's 18. And, you know, why is she getting it? She falls under that, in that tier. It's funny. Each state's, their tiers work differently. We're lanes. Their tiers in Pennsylvania. Everything's different state by state.
702-364-9400. I know what you mean, because you think, okay, 18-year-old kid, versus someone who is 65, who maybe is not in that tier yet, but could probably use it more so than the 18-year-old, you're kind of like, well, wait a second. But at the same time, the 18-year-old is putting themselves out there, and they are in a high-risk situation. So it's so hard to judge on something like that.
Yeah, you can't.
You know?
But I'm thinking, why is, if they give it to Belle, to hand it over to my mom? Like, you think, I run through that thought process of, like, why is she? But she works in a grocery store, and I think everyone at that grocery store is going to get the vaccine.
And you don't want to risk losing your chance to push it to someone else,
because
who knows when you'll
be.
I don't know how that works. I did that with someone that Well, actually, my husband noticed it. He says to me the other day, he's like, did you see so-and-so got the vaccine? And I was like, why'd they get it? He's like, I don't know. And so we're like looking at their social media, like, how did you get it? Like, what, how, you're not high risk. You're not in a first responder kind of position. You're not in a front line. Like, it's just so funny. Let's talk to Perla. Perla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you get the vaccine?
Yes, I got it last Saturday at Gassman Center.
Okay, so tell us, okay, first of all, how did you get it?
My daughter made an appointment for me. At first, I was very upset because they did not ask for my permission. But then it so happened that the following morning, I had an appointment with my primary doctor. And when I mentioned it to my primary doctor, he was so excited. How did you get an appointment? So I felt confident.
Oh, that's
so after them, yeah.
That's great. So how do you feel?
Nothing. It felt like a flu shot.
Well, that's good.
There was a little pain on my left arm because of the vaccine, even after the day after. But after that, nothing.
I love Perla's voice.
I know.
I do.
I can
really
listen
do.
To Perla all day long. Perla, we want to get your phone number so we can call you
can
later.
Can you read me stories at night, Perla, so I can fall asleep? Because your voice is amazing.
This text says, got Moderna dose one, working in healthcare, felt fine and just a little tired and pretty sore arm for a few days afterwards. Worth it over getting COVID and all those possible long-term issues following. That's from Jen. This one says, I have my appointment to get it this week. I'm super nervous, but super excited. You're right. End of light at the end of the tunnel is coming. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just super excited about that. And if you're getting yours, hey, man, that's great. Seriously, I'm keep checking. Like, when can I go? Let me know.
Where do you look?
I don't know. Does someone call us? Like, how does that work? Who tells us? Do I have to call my doctor?
Yeah.
I don't want to call my doctor.
Oh, my sister is pre-registered for the vaccine. I'm looking back at her text. Pre-registered.
Okay. Can we pre-register?
Yeah, why not?
Is it like a pre-sale for concert tickets?
Yes.
Do we have to be a member of the COVID fan club or the Moderna fan club?
Exactly. Hot 3's coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right. As promised, we're going to talk about, based on hospital visits, what's a breakdown of what injures us most around the house? What have you been injured by in your own home? Also, well, you know one of those Gwyneth Paltrow candles? With like her hoo-ha, you know, with that thing? Well, it caused an inferno. We'll explain. And a woman sends a note to jail, rating jail for her stay. How did jail do? We'll tell you coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. I'm still a little
bit yours. That's JP Sachs, a little bit yours. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. And Rebecca just called. She wanted some Taylor Swift. And we'll give you that Taylor Swift right after the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. So this is interesting. Some government estimates based on visits to the emergency room show that your home is pretty dangerous. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, you might be surprised what the real dangers around your home really are. Some of the top culprits based on gender from last year. So for men, these are the things they get injured by the most in their home. Number one, far and away, the most injuries, stairs, ramps, and floors. That was number one. Just any sort of place that you walk on, stairs, ramps, and floors, number one. The number two highest reports of injuries came from beds, mattresses, and pillows. Playing basketball at home ranked number three for the most injuries. Bicycles at number four, and chairs and sofas and sofa beds for the most injuries caused by those items for guys. Now, let's go to the ladies. What injures the ladies most around the house? Well, stairs, ramps, and floors was also number one, but almost by 700,000 more injuries. There was a ton more, even though it's still ranked number one. Beds, mattresses, and pillows were number two. Chairs and sofas or sofa beds were number three, followed by bathtubs and showers and clothing. Yes, ladies, clothing. Have you ever been injured by your clothes at home? 702-364-9400. Actually, Jamie, you have a story about hurting yourself at home. What happened to you? Jamie?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I'm 67 years old, so I'm not a child. But my roommates were giving me trouble about drinking too much Dr. Pepper. So while they were asleep, I snuck out and went to 7-Eleven, got a double gulp, and I was coming back. And I had flip-flops on, and I tripped over the sprinkler head and fell down and broke my wrist. Oh. I've got 9 screws and a plate in it. And the part that pissed me off the most is I spilled my Dr. Pepper.
Seriously, I hope, Jamie, I'm hoping they brought you some Dr. Pepper when you were in the hospital.
I didn't go to the hospital. I found my keys, and I drove over to urgent care.
Oh, but still, I mean, at the end of the day, Jamie, they were right. Dr. Pepper is very bad for you. Did you see what happened to your wrist when you drank it?
Yeah, that's it. Everybody keeps telling me, don't go out for Dr. Pepper in the middle of the night anymore.
Yeah, end up Jamie, with a real doctor.
We hope you're okay. Thank you so much for calling. Have you ever been injured by anything in your own home?
I also want to know, too, because you mentioned for ladies, pillows. Has anyone out there hurt themselves? How do you hurt yourself with a pillow? What happened? 702-364-9400. For me, and I do it all the time, it's the bed in our guest bedroom. It's where all my clothes are. And it's a queen-size bed, but the bed frame is much bigger than the mattress itself.
Ah, yes.
And so when I'm walking by all the time, I see it, and my mind is adjusting to the top of the mattress. But the bottom bed frame sticks out much farther, and I'm catching my shin all the time. In fact, I think I got a bruise on my left shin from it. At least once a month, I hit that thing so hard that it dropped to the floor.
And you would think after all these years that you would finally figure it out, but you still hit it.
Adjusted by a couple inches. Yeah, I always nail that thing. What about you?
Clothes. I get injured by my clothes all the time, specifically my underwear. I get injured. I think I've talked about this before, but whenever I put on my underwear, sometimes my pinky toe gets caught on the little like string of it or like the side of it. And then I go to put it on, and then it lifts my leg up, and then, like, I lose my belt.
Oh.
Has that ever happened to you? Nudia, when you put on your underwear, have you ever had your pinky toe get caught on your underwear?
I've actually never done that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe
but,
I am the
but
one.
I'm a big fan of shapewear, so maybe that's why it's a little easier.
Well, I like shapewear, too. But, yeah, I'm just talking about on a regular underwear day. So, I don't know. This text says, any woman who jumps to put jeans on knows clothing can hurt. Yes, that is.
Oh, guys do that, too.
You jump to put... No, that's only you, JC.
I got a pair of skinny jeans that hurts to take them off.
Oh, my gosh. Does any other guy jump to put on their jeans? We'll wait.
Come on, guys. Pick
Six
up your phone.
6 days later. Is anybody there?
Because they're all on the ground trying to get their jeans on. They can't reach the phone.
Also this morning, I'm not sure you needed another reason to not buy one of those Gwyneth Paltrow goop candles that are scented like her lady parts, but here you go. There's a 50-year-old woman named Jodie Thompson in North London, England, and she has one of those goop Vahuhu candles, which she'd like everyone to know she did not buy, but she won in a contest. Well, when Jodie lit it up, she says somehow the candle exploded and a quote inferno of flames shot out of the candle. She says, quote, the candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room. Jody's boyfriend managed to get the fire under control and threw the candle outside. Oh, as Jody said, quote, it could have burned the place down.
Ladies, anyone have that candle? Is that excuse everyone says? No one claims to buy it on their own. This girl, she won it in a contest. Didn't you get one as a gift from someone?
No, I really did.
No one buys it directly?
You know what? I think my friend heard me talking about it on the air, saying, I wonder what it smells like. And she bought it for me. And the funniest part was it was in the heat of the summer. She sent it to me. So there's this package on my doorstep and it's covered in something I couldn't figure out, but it smelled really good. And I'm like, what is this? And she told me, be expecting a package. I never put two and two together that that's what she was going to be sending me. So I open it and all it is a glass container and a wick. All the wax had melted and soaked all over the package.
Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha had melted all over the place.
It melted, but I will, to her credit, it smelled great. It smelled so good. I really did like it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so... High five.
Well done, Gwyneth Paltrow.
That was me clapping my hands, just for the record.
We've got Taylor Swift. This is the last one, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, one more?
Yeah, but that's
hoo-ha.
Okay.
Hoo-ha. Vaccine. Oh, vaccine was the topic we did. What's the third one? From all time in the world.
All right, finally this morning, do jails worry about how they're doing on Yelp? There is a woman who was arrested and spent several days in jail in Vancouver Island, British Columbia last week. We don't know what she was arrested for, exactly how many days she was there, but we do know she didn't mind it because the woman just sent a homemade thank you card to the jail. She wrote, "I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip, but I wanted to let you know that I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was, especially the four jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated." And at the end of her card, she wrote, quote, 4.5 stars. A spokesperson for the jail says they were, quote, very impressed and very happy with their review. I mean, it's because it was a Canadian jail, don't you think?
Kind they're of so there, sweet. Right?
Yes, come this way. Is this pillow good enough for you? Would you like another one?
I'm looking. Many jails have Yelp reviews. San Quentin, Rikers Island, they all got reviews on Yelp.
How are some of the San Quentin reviews?
Let's see. I'm opening up here.
I'm very curious.
Talking about the wardens, the lieutenant that arranged for us to meet three inmates who have something similar to, too detailed. I'm trying to find some good ones here.
This woman, it's so cute. She has really nice penmanship on her thing, but I want to know why she didn't give him 5 stars. Why 4.5?
Yeah, this
because it's jail or what?
This guy gave San Quentin 1 star. Cranky staff. Overly affectionate cellmate was way too clingy.
Overly affectionate cellmate.
Was way too clingy.
Oh my gosh. I'm literally going to the Yelp reviews for the Clark County Detention Center right now.
It's Taylor Swift's mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.